This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the season of college admission decisions. The offers from, for instance, Ivy League places are expected tomorrow with Stanford close behind. That's later than usual because of a surge in applications this year. Many colleges waived the standardized test requirements and more people applied. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that.
In the past, Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, required applicants to submit scores from tests like the ACT and SAT. But COVID made that harder. Some tests were canceled and testing sites closed. Monica Inzer is vice president for enrollment management at Hamilton, one of more than 600 colleges to go test optional during the pandemic.
We just wanted to remove one level of anxiety in a year that was full of lots of other anxiety for students.
The shift created a little more anxiety for Inzer and her staff. Applications were up 26%. And because students applied to more colleges, I mean, why not? It's harder to figure out which students will accept an offer.
We do need a little bit of a safety valve if we come up short on the class, and because there's a little more volatility this year.
That safety valve is a longer waiting list, and less selective schools like Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, waitlisted more students, too. Dan Warner is vice provost for admissions at the mid-sized private university. After Lehigh dropped its test requirement, he says applications climbed 14%. The waitlist grew almost as much.
Given some of the lingering trepidations that families might have about health conditions, about the economy, it's going to be less predictable than in the past. I mean, 17-year-olds are only so predictable to begin with.
Even before the pandemic, many colleges and universities were moving away from standardized testing, which critics say does a better job of measuring privilege than ability and has disadvantaged students of color and low-income students. Jeff Salingo wrote the book Who Gets In and Why.
Test optional has really opened up possibilities for students. Now, what's going to be interesting is whether that will actually equal bigger enrollments of low-income students, first-generation students, students of color.
Dropping the test requirement diversified the applicant pool at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Rick Clark, director of undergraduate admissions, says the university also admitted more first-generation, Black, and rural students this year.
If students who did not have tests go on to do well as students who did have tests, clearly that should be the way it is moving forward.
Some colleges have already decided to extend the policy for at least a few years. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.